the situation is that we're like caretakers. There's a couple of us living there. We're both artists, and there's accommodation in the old offices, so they're like so you can live in. So we live in the offices. So they've been built so for people to live in them. So they have a toilet, bathroom, all that kind of stuff. And then the rest of the warehouse is completely open plan. And a couple of years ago, apparently the windows fell through. It's a glass roof basically. Some of the windows fell through, and then it got occupied by pigeons. So it's been about. But apparently, I think there was pigeons in the building for at least a decade or so. Because there's been all holes in the asbestos roof, basically. So when I moved into the building about a year ago, there was actually swarms. He says swarms of pigeons. What do you say?
Flocks
of pigeons. And it was really surreal. I mean, there must have been about 200, 300 just flying about in the roof. You can see them in the metal. The metal structure of the roof, and they were obviously living there, you know, and they made lines where they all sort of lined up on the fire hose pipes going across the roof, where all the bird droppings have made these lines going across the rest of the floor of the warehouse. So it was, but when we moved in there, they were one of the conditions is they were going to try and get rid of them, but obviously that didn't happen. So I tried a trick where somebody told me in conversation where just use breadcrumbs and ginger biscuits or something. So one morning I did get up and I started using a trail of sort of breadcrumbs and biscuits to the main door to try and get rid of them. and of course over a couple of days. I did think I was getting rid of them. I mean, there was residents across the road, they were cheering, they were clapping. It's true, this is all true.
Were they all trooping out?
Because I thought I was doing it in a way which would seem to be, because I wasn't shooting them and I wasn't killing them. So I thought I'd do them in a humane way. I'd try and get rid of them in a humane way. After the windows, the big large windows, had been blocked up with building, it's building called a mesh. They weren't filled in board or glass, but we thought that would have stopped them getting in. But apparently, I thought I got rid of 200 of them all in one in a space of an afternoon. And it's quite amazing because they all came through this one door. And they were all gathering outside, and all the residents that saw me were cheering me on because I was doing it in the humane way, you know. And then I woke up the next morning, and then it all got back in again. And as soon as I opened the door of my room inside the factory, I mean, about 200 pigeons just flew right down at me. It was pretty scary. It was very Hitchcockian type.
Were they expecting biscuits?
Yeah, food, yeah. And I noticed that they'd all got back in again because there was holes in the roof. But it was a suspended roof as well, so there was they'd all got back in. Well, there was still at least another 200 still nesting in there, but there was something like that. I mean, like, it's all, you know, and basically for at least a week or so, I was king pigeon, basically. You know, and I was haunted, followed around all the time in the warehouse. It was hard work. It was really hard work. And when I'm in the building now, I have to wear a helmet. It is like rain. You hear the bird droppings like rain, basically.
Wow.
There's that many of them. Yeah.
Yeah. And so, are they there to stay now, or are you trying to get rid of them in a different way?
No, pest control have been around a couple of times. We've had, since I've been in the building, it does get hired out sometimes for film crews. One of the problems with when film crews want to come in and use it is that they have to get rid of the pigeons, and it's really difficult because they have to hire somebody, and they came in and shooted them. But they came with a falcon one time, but they do get rid of a few of them, but it starts building up very quickly because they're not blocking up the holes in the roof, and it's obviously you can't see them because it's a suspended ceiling, so it's all the building's like over 20,000 square feet. It's quite a big building, you know. Yeah. It's like the size of the turbine hall in the Tate. Obviously not as high, but yeah. But the main thing is being bitten by fleas.
Really?
Yeah, because fleas come off the pigeons. I've seen them drop, and
So do fleas that hang out on pigeons, do they bite humans?
Well, they've bitten me, yeah. Oh, okay. Yeah. I mean, I assume they're from the pigeons.
Yeah.
I mean, that's what people tell me. Oh. I have to wear a mask when I'm working. the pigeons, yeah, it's mainly feathers that are a problem as well. It's mainly feathers get everywhere. But I've got used to it now.
Okay.
So, it's a part of my installation work. But I have to cover everything I build as well, uh-huh, with tarpaulin. That's what I do as well. Uh-huh. So everything I'm building, I wear a hat and I cover everything with tarpaulin when I'm working.
So
when I finish at the end of the day, yeah.
Yeah. So would you, if it wasn't, I mean, the pest control people, are they trying to eradicate them completely?
Well, they said they could never get rid of them completely
unless they repair the roof.
Yeah, repair the roof, or but this, yeah, the pest. It's only recently the pest control have been called again,
uh-huh,
but they seem to be very slow with it. It's all about expense, so it's and how much the people who own the building are prepared to pay, because mm-hmm, the building is up for being demolished, and and the thing about the pigeons, they've become a bit of a, I mean, I've managed to adapt myself to working around that. It's not a healthy environment, but it's only temporary, and in a way, it stops other people from hiring the building. So, because people have to sort, so the pigeons have become
kind of ally.
Yeah, little friends. Yeah, our friends. But I do keep a safe distance because I just don't want to be bitten. That's why I have to wear double layers of overalls and stuff to stop being bitten, because one flea can do a lot of damage if it gets stuck in your overalls. Yeah. Yeah, and but yeah.